Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I am one. The star beings are gathering around. They're showing me rays of golden lights that they're sending out to everybody listening all around the world. You never know, they say. You never know who is going to hear and feel these words of light, either in the present time or in the future time. Or in what form? So, star beings, you were telling me that you wanted to talk today about prosperity. Is that the case?
It
is such an urgent subject for so many people. It is very urgent right now on many people's minds. And it always has been, because prosperity is an energy of abundance and creation. It is a material, like they're showing me clay, a material with which, from which, an energy material from which humans create. What? Okay, explain that again. Say it in other words, please. Human beings first create prosperity because they think of it as something they want, but what they really want is what they can create with that prosperity. They want the security of their own home. They want the fulfillment of seeing new places, learning new things, educating themselves and their children, having all kinds of experiences of life, beauty, joy, freedom, ease, grace, all very positive frequencies of light. If you realize that every material thing in your life that you ever encounter or create or acquire is actually made of energy, actually made of light, then you can begin to see the money that you use is also light, and the money that you exchange in order to acquire those things is a frequency of light, a currency of light. It is an electromagnetic current that you use to bring other objects and experiences into your life. It's the primary creation. Money is the primary creation, is that what you're saying? It is one of your primary creations. There are certain creations that are very basic and they enable you to create. They are the basis for other creations. They are what you use, the material. They're what enables you to create other things, in many cases. Okay, so it's a very common experience in this world to have difficulty creating the money we want or attracting the money we want. It's a very common experience to want more than one has. Well, can you tell us about how we create money as a creative material, an energy material that we can use for further expression? You are all creators. You are all creators. And one of the chief obstacles to your creation is knowing that and seeing yourself as creators. You tend to feel helpless and sometimes even hopeless to generate, to attract, to create the income, the financial wealth or abundance, the material that you're going to use to create your life. So many people feel that money is more powerful than they are. That is because underneath they feel that money is more valuable than they are. You must clear out all these subconscious beliefs, fears, feelings that block you from creating the abundance that you want. There are so many things we could talk about in this. We could talk about how you create money itself and then how you use money to create other things. It's really kind of a two-step process. Okay, you're showing me like, this sounds ridiculous. They're showing me these piles, like a pile of dirt except bright green, like bright green piles of dirt. Why is that? We want you to stop thinking of money as something connected to how people spend it. There are many prejudices about asking for money, receiving money, having money. Some see it as very desirable, and others see it as something they're ashamed to want because they feel it is not a spiritual attribute, that the spirit is free, and therefore those who channel the spirit to help others shouldn't ask for money to do it, even though they're in human form and have the same needs as every other human being. These are old, old teachings. There are many old things you've got to get rid of. Let me ask you about those people who have a lot of money or pursue a lot of money, and that's all they care about, really. And some of them get great deals of piles of money. Do they not have any underlying sense of shame or not being valuable? Seeing the money as more valuable as them, do they have none of those qualms about acquiring money? How does that work? Release your prejudices first about people who have money. Those prejudices really don't have to do with those people at all. They have to do with you and your ideas about money and your feelings about yourself. Each one of you who carries a sense of prejudice against people who have a lot of money, a prejudice to value money too much, that you should value it enough to be responsible for it and a good steward, but not value it enough to pursue it. These are contradictory teachings that you've been taught, and they catch you in this bind of conflicting feelings and attitudes about money. No wonder it is so difficult for you to attract it into your field or create it consciously using your energy. You direct, when you create anything, you are tuning in to the original source energy of which you are made, which flows continuously through you. When you individuated from source, you did not emerge as a little packet of energy with limits. A limited amount, a finite amount. It's more like a ray. You are more like a ray of energy continuously flowing from source, and the ray is infinitely expandable. The ray of energy that you are and have and is and used to create is infinite. Not only does it flow infinitely throughout time and space, it flows in any abundance you choose. Source has infinite energy, and all you have to do is call it through and say, that's what I want. I want more of this. I want more of that. I choose it, and I have it. I know that I deserve it. I know that it's mine to have anytime I choose, because I am an aspect, an expression of that original source energy. When you truly know that, and you don't have a little voice inside or a little part of you hiding, trying to hide its doubts about your value, your worthiness, and your abilities, then it can come through flawlessly, instantly and endlessly. The energy of the source can flow instantly and endlessly through you. And as it does, you, using your mind in alignment with your higher self and higher mind, direct that energy to create what you're choosing to create. There is no shame in creating money. Money is fine. Money is a tool, an instrument for more varied and infinite creation. Money is a creation energy. It's an energy frequency that human beings have developed to use to create everything that they choose to create in their lives that can be exchanged, that can be acquired through exchange. It can't create love. It can't create healing. It can't create joy. It can facilitate experiences of healing and joy and laughter and fun sometimes, depending on how you use it. But it is not necessary to those experiences. But there are many other experiences that people choose to have. What about the S's? The S's are stability, security, safety. Those are the ones I think of. Those are very basic human needs. They are associated with the first chakra, the most basic needs that human beings have in physical form. And I'm sure that for many people, there's something they can take for granted, but not for me, not for probably many others. That in the depths of our hearts and souls, there is an insecurity about having stability, having a home, having safety, being safe, being provided for. And maybe most people have that. I don't know. Those are some of the needs that using the creative force or the creative energy of money, you can most easily supply yourself. There's some of the needs, the most basic, as you say, and therefore the first needs that human beings want to supply using their prosperity, their money. So why can't we just skip money and go directly to those? It's not that you can't. You can. You can manifest a house to live in even though it's not yours. You can manifest someone inviting you to stay. You can manifest someone feeding you, handing you food on the street. But why do people not choose that? It doesn't offer them the same freedoms. When you have a house that you pay to live in, whether it's rented or owned, whether an apartment or a house, a home, you have certain freedoms to modify it, to make it yours, to know that you can stay as long as you can continue to pay or until it is completely paid for and no one can ever take it from you. That is the security that people choose to pursue, to seek. Okay, so what can you teach us about creating money? The process, what we need to do. To create prosperity, what is the first step? That's the question. Okay, that's the first question. What is the first step to creating prosperity? And by prosperity, we're talking about money, right? We're talking about the energetic form of money. The energy that pays for things. The energy of exchange. That's what you're creating. If you have a difficult time with the word money or wealth because of all the preconceived notions, the prejudices, the learned prejudices, not only from this lifetime, but from all lifetimes, from all of societies, many religions on this planet, you can throw those all out the window. Take a deep breath and blow them back to the source. Or send them down through your feet into that crystalline core of the multidimensional earth. And if it is easier, just focus on the energy of exchange. It really makes not the slightest difference if you're talking about exchanging chickens and eggs for fruit and vegetables, or money for a home, for a house, or an airline ticket. It doesn't make any difference to the source. There's nothing wrong with using the energy of money as a means of exchange. Human beings exchange energy constantly. All beings exchange energy constantly. When in physical form, human beings find it necessary and important and joyful to acquire certain material forms, which you can name. You can think for yourself what it is you want to acquire, what it is that will give you the greatest security, the greatest joy, the greatest happiness, the most fun, whatever it is that you're looking for right now. Alikilikia. Focus on one material form. Do we want to focus on the money, or do we want to focus on the form itself? Okay, wait a minute. You're starting to tell me to focus on the pile of money, the image of green energy that we're going to exchange. But you've so many times I've been told, not by these star beings, but by others, that we should skip focusing on the money because people focus too much on the money and focus on the material form that we want to acquire with it. And if we have that form, we know that we've had the money to get it because that's how we get it. So why are you talking about focusing on money, or did I hear that wrong? We want you to see yourself as a successful generator of that energy of exchange that you call money. And we want you to stop seeing it as bills, as coins. We want you to stop seeing it as money. We want you to remove the prejudices that are associated with money and just see it as a pile of energy. You can see it as golden light, green light, whatever you want to see it as. This is the energy that then you are just pushing out into the field of grace, into the world around you, and exchanging for that image that you have in your mind, bringing back to you the image of the home, the car, the vacation, whatever it is that you want, the food to feed your family, the essentials, the education, whatever image you've created for yourself or can create for yourself that you want to acquire. That's what you're exchanging that energy for. The reason we want you to focus for this moment on the energy itself that you're going to exchange, the energy of exchange, is so that you can purify it from all those other minimalizing thoughts, the feeling that it wasn't quite a worthy endeavor to create that you shouldn't really have it, you shouldn't keep it, you shouldn't obtain it or retain it. Because it would interfere with your spiritual connection. That is not true. Okay, so what's our process for creating this energy of exchange? What, is that the first step, is to stop thinking of it as money? No, the first step is to remove all prejudices against it as money. All prejudices against acquiring the energy to exchange for the goods you want. That's succinctly what we're saying. Okay, so how can we remove those prejudices? By removing all your images of money and seeing it as energy and connecting with it and feeling it as an energetic part of yourself, an expression of who you are. You're sending out golden light. Whew. And you're bringing back material goods. That's what you're doing. Now focus on the goal. Now focus on the result. We've given you a step in between. Because if you don't first cleanse your feeling about money, if you don't purify your feeling about of worthiness, if you don't create within yourself the feeling of worthiness to create that energy, generate it, pull it through from the source, characterize it as money, give it the form and shape of creative energy and send it out and bring back whatever material goods you choose, you'll have more difficulty bringing those goods into you because there's a blockage you've been ignoring in the middle, and it's your concepts of money, your feelings about money, really, and your feelings about people who have money and whether they use it wisely. Don't worry how anyone else does or has ever used their money. Their creation is their creation. Your creation is yours. Purify it with love. Characterize it with love. Love yourself enough to allow yourself to create and hold and have and spend, exchange energy with others to receive what you want to experience in your life and have in your life. Possessions and experiences, that's what they are. Those are the things you buy with money. Okay, prosperity. Okay, thank you, star beings, for that teaching about prosperity. I think that's about as much as we can take in at one point, one time. It seems like just one little lesson, but it's a very critical lesson and something to practice. Just picturing what you're really trying to do when you're making money, what you're really doing is you're generating creative energy. You're generating energy by pulling it through from source and qualifying it, giving it form as a creative energy that you can exchange for other energy in other forms, energy in material form. Exactly. Practice those thoughts, practice those visualizations. This is how you are going to receive much more easily, much more abundantly. We want you all to be prosperous because prosperous people have the opportunity to express through their own creation at a much higher level, a much more expansive an influential creation. We want those who are most connected to their source selves to have the biggest expression, because that is how humanity can grow most rapidly, most easily. You are the pioneers in this new world. And this is your tool, creation tools. These are your creation tools that we are teaching you. Okay, thank you. And I'm just going to say that if you want to learn more about creation, keep following me. Go sign up for my newsletter on SusanRensberger.com or VoicesFromTheStars.com. Sign up for our email list because we send out occasional emails with news. And the news generally has to do with what classes are coming up. We're going to teach a course, the Star Beings and I, at the end of October, called The Truth About Success and Failure, which has everything to do with creation. That's the place to start. We have to see ourselves as creators and as successful. And from there, we go on to learning about decision making and how to open our channels as creators, because we are all creators. Until next time, thank you for joining us. This is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from La Cumbre, Argentina. Much light, love, and blessings. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.